Welcome, graduates, loved ones, and distinguished guests, to the 29th PhD Hooding Ceremony. My name is Sarah Zyroth Hernandez. I serve as the Associate Dean for Inclusion and Student Engagement at the Graduate School. The academic procession is about to begin. Please take your seats and kindly clear the aisles. Also, please take a moment to make sure the ringers are off on your mobile devices. We ask that you remain in your seats and do not get up to take photographs during the ceremony, as a professional photographer will be taking them for your graduate and you. As a safety precaution, please take a moment to locate the exit closest to you. In case of an emergency, listen carefully to instructions over the PA system. Thank you. The academic procession will begin with the University Marshal, Poppy McLeod, leading President Martha E. Pollock, Provost Michael I. Kotlikoff, and Dean of the Graduate School and Vice Provost for Graduate Education, Catherine J. Bohr, into the hall. Next will be the Cornell University College Deans. Following the deans will be members of the Board of Trustees and the university leadership, led by the Chairman of the Board, Robert Harrison. The university faculty will be led by the Dean of the Faculty, Professor Eve DeRosa. Finally, our more than 300 PhD candidates will proudly process into the hall to their seats near the stage. As part of today's ceremony, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge that Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayakono, otherwise known as the Cayuga Nation. The Gayakono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, the state of New York, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayakono dispossession, and we honor the ongoing connection of the Gayakono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I'm Catherine Bohr, Dean of the Graduate School, and welcome to the happiest day of the year on campus. It's a delight to see you all here today. I'm especially pleased to welcome the members of the Board of Trustees, our faculty, our university leadership, our college deans, but especially our degree candidates and their families and their guests. Welcome all. Our assembly is hereby called to order, and it is my honor and my great pleasure to introduce to you Provost Michael Kotlikoff. Provost Kotlikoff.
Thank you, Dean and Vice Provost Bohr. I'm honored to be part of this joyful occasion. I want to welcome you to this celebration of a key milestone in the lives of the doctoral candidates we recognize today. Welcome, especially to the family and friends who join us today at Cornell for this very special ceremony. And a special thanks to all of our faculty members who have supported and guided these doctoral students. Candidates, all of you know well what the encouragement of family and friends has meant to you throughout your journey. They have offered support during periods of challenge and have celebrated all of your successes. Let's take this opportunity to thank them. Candidates, would you please rise, turn around, and give your family and friends a round of applause. Thank you. Please be seated. By completing a PhD, you have achieved the highest level of knowledge or expertise in your field of specific focus. The degree we are about to confer upon you is set apart from all others because it reflects broad knowledge and competency by its recognition of the creation of new knowledge and your years of intellectual engagement and research to achieve that new knowledge. The PhD is evidence of your intense commitment to discovery and your fierce desire to offer unique understanding and perspective in your own areas of study. I know that I speak for my fellow faculty members in saying that it has been a privilege to have you at Cornell and to be part of your growth from students to colleagues. You have contributed significant, innovative thoughts, insights, and ideas to intellectual discussions and new scholarship. Through researching and writing your dissertations, you have become the world's experts in your own areas of focus. And many of you have developed your teaching skills while advancing the education of your fellow Cornellians. We are proud of all that you have achieved and glad to have joined you in your discovery and dissemination of new knowledge. I want to take time to thank our graduate students for their incredible contributions, particularly to our COVID response. From helping to model our risk factors and epidemiology, helping to conceptualize and validate our testing laboratory, and keeping our labs working throughout the pandemic. And finally, supporting our undergraduates' education during all of that. On behalf of the faculty of Cornell University, I offer my congratulations and best wishes for the future, and look forward to hearing of all your success and accomplishments in the years to come. It is now my honor to introduce the 14th president of Cornell University, professor of computer science, information science, and linguistics, Martha E. Pollack.
Thank you, Provost Kotlikoff, and congratulations, doctoral candidates. It's really wonderful to be with all of you here today at this turning point in your lives. And it really is a turning point. It's a day that will stand as a separation between everything you've done before and everything you do going forward. Everything you've done until today happened when you were a student, a scholar in training. But from this point onward, you are a full-fledged member of the community of scholars, and for that, we congratulate you. Completing your doctorate is a tremendous accomplishment. It's one that's really almost impossible to understand unless you've done it yourself. Each of you, as Provost Kotlikoff said, is now the world's leading expert in your area of research. And every year leading up to this ceremony, I take a look at the list of dissertation topics for our new PhDs, and it really is extraordinary. This year, sitting among you, are experts in perception and planning for autonomous navigation in unstructured environments, Flaubert, Beckett, and Godard in the subject of modernism. This one is hard. Gene mapping and controlled recombination for allopolyploid plant breeding. Automated machine learning under research constraints. Religious multilingualism in medieval South India, and hundreds of other topics. Each of you is very different in what you've chosen as your area of expertise, but you've all come through a similar experience, the process of defining, researching, writing, rewriting, rewriting again and again, and then finally defending a dissertation. And just as you are now experts in your, your field of research, you're also experts in a few other things that will serve you well in life, whatever you choose to do with your degrees. One of those things is persistence, or a word I like better, tenacity. Tenacity, I think, is one of the defining features of every successful doctoral candidate. Literally, it means the ability to hold on and not let go. That's the simple definition. But in academia, tenacity, the kind of tenacity that has brought each of you to your Cornell degrees, is complex, and it means much more than your ability to keep your grip. Indeed, tenacity is so important that I'd like to spend a few minutes today, as I have at some hooding ceremonies in the past, talking about what tenacity means in the pursuit of a PhD, about the qualities each of you has cultivated and demonstrated in the pursuit of your degrees. Tenacity requires patience, and that's something that's in short supply today in our world of instant gratification. Most of us these days can find the information we want instantly or close enough to instantly. Driving directions, currency conversions, the news and the weather are all in your pocket. The movies are on Netflix, the books are on Amazon, and for life's really big questions, there's Google Scholar. Each of you set out to find answers that Google couldn't give you, though, because they didn't yet exist. You discerned and discovered them in your labs, in your fieldwork, your classes, and your carols. And wherever your quest took you, each of you developed the patience for the journey, the patience to see your dissertations through to the end. Tenacity also requires self-confidence, the drive and the pragmatic optimism to accept instances of failure and yet move onward to success. When that experiment fails, when your conference paper is rejected, when your advisor tells you that, yeah, it was a really great idea, but you know what, it was published last year. In those moments, yeah, I see you smiling out there. In those moments, you need the confidence to say, well, okay, that idea didn't work out, but I'm gonna learn from it, and next time, it'll be better. Tenacity requires focus, the singularity of focus to find out everything there is to know about one area of human knowledge, and then to find something that isn't known and explore it so that you expand the boundaries of human knowledge that much further. It means seeing and recognizing the world of questions that you might explore, and then narrowing that world down to the one question that you're going to pursue right now until you found the answer. Tenacity also requires passion. In fact, I think that might be the single most essential requirement for anyone setting out on that intellectual marathon we call a dissertation. It might not be the most elegant metaphor, but passion is to a PhD what feet are to a bicycle. Without passion on the pedals, you aren't going anywhere. And tenacity requires one more thing. It requires the support of those around you. I'm sure there's not a single one of you sitting here today who didn't rely on others during the process of getting your PhD. Your advisor, your committee members, your office mates, your friends, your family. They gave you mentoring and guidance as you chose a topic. They helped you find the resources you need. They gave you encouragement and pep talks when you needed them. And they left you alone when that was what you needed most. Maybe there was even that really special person, and you know who I'm talking about, who took care of your cat for you so that you could go on that trip. It's all well and good to be tenacious, to be persistent, but being human, each of us needs a little help, a little support, a little push to keep us moving forward. So I want to leave you today with one piece of advice specifically to you as new PhDs, advice that is actually kind of also a request. Whether it's in a classroom or a lab or a research organization or somewhere else, all of you are likely sooner or later to be in a position of authority over others. I want to ask you, as you leave this stage of your life behind and move into that next one, to reflect on the people who have helped get you where you are and the kindness and the support you've received. Remember the role that kindness has played in bringing you to this point, and bring that kindness forward with you to share with others as you move on into the next stage of your life. Congratulations to each of you, and welcome to the worldwide community of scholars.
Thank you, President Pollack. And now, Provost Michael Kotlikoff and I are particularly honored to be able to take into our hands the age-old tradition of placing a hood on the shoulders of each of our new doctors. So it's an incredible honor on our part. Associate Dean of the Graduate School, Jan Allen, will announce each candidate. We have professional photographers who will be taking a photo of each candidate. So please, for the safety of our graduates and our guests, please remain in your seat during this time, and I thank you for that in advance. Now I ask the candidates to rise one row at a time and to approach the platform.
Neetson Tall, Comparative Literature. Amat Anshumali, Global Development. Haesuk Chung, Industrial and Labor Relations. Casey Ching, Civil and Environmental Engineering. Priya S. Balasubaranian, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Cameron Duncan, Physics. Jaquan Bay, Physics. Mosamjit Katawa, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Ali Tahir Sire, Food Science and Technology. Hasnan Asghar, Civil and Environmental Engineering. Danish Shahzad, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Juwin Bai, Computer Science. Shin Wong, Chemical Engineering. Dawn Chin, Genetics, Genomic and Development. Auburn Seidel, Developmental Sociology. Derek Cranshaw, Physics.
That's her. Yep.
Sneha Kumara, Development Sociology. Dana Chapman, Materials Science and Engineering. Yes, I did. Joseph Casamento, Materials Science and Engineering. Lokjashi, Biomedical and Biological Sciences. Michael Hutoff, Applied Physics. David Gold, Civil and Environmental Engineering. Bryant Dossman, Natural Resources. Alicia Aquino, Chemical Engineering. Megan O'Leary, Chemical Engineering. Zachary Manzer, Chemical Engineering. Chris Clausen, Chemical Engineering. Dean DeVee, Philosophy. Young Yu, Applied Physics. Yawen Fang, Physics. D. Nee, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Mark Glusman, Applied Mathematics. Shamsi Hussein, Operations Research and Information Engineering. Sibru Anita Wheeler, Biomedical Engineering. Nyla Wilson Small, Aerospace Engineering. Andre Fernandez Herrero, Mathematics. Itamar Oliveira, Mathematics. David Murley, Mathematics. Maximilian Hallgren, Mathematics. Kung Fei Jong, Economics. Kevin Nguyen-Ol, Physics. Adam Shumway, Economics. Navika Gunrande, Nutrition. Aaron McCauley, Sociology. Peter Fiducia, Development Sociology. Kevin Ng, Economics. Ohan Hu, Chemistry and Chemical Biology. Renee Crispin, Policy Analysis and Management. Lee Julia Zhu, Policy Analysis and Management. Ryu Chen, Applied Economics and Management. Shuwei Gulu, Management. Megan Rothstein, Molecular and Cell Biology. Carolyn Hyland, Biochemistry. Arnold Mussini, Biochemistry. Ethan Sanford, Biochemistry. Raisat Zaman, Molecular and Cell Biology. Abigail Sulpizio, Molecular and Cell Biology. Adam O'Neill, Biochemistry, Molecular and Cell Biology. Joshua Garcia, Horticultural Biology. Kate Harlan, Plant Biology. Matthew Pascal, Philosophy. James Satterley, Plant Biology. Ejinur Usteen, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Josephine Martel, Natural Resources. Rebecca Wilkes, Biological and Environmental Engineering. Carol Mendonca, Biological and Environmental Engineering. Mina Schultelab, Biological and Environmental Engineering. Zoe Weiss, Musicology. Alexander Ernst, Biological and Environmental Engineering. Tusun Yen Aaron Moak, Biomedical Engineering. Kristen Lai, Mechanical Engineering. Adam Paycheck, Mechanical Engineering. Michael Sugitan, Mechanical Engineering. Brian Wang, Aerospace Engineering. Anish Heinz, Aerospace Engineering. Seth Stryamas Mackey, Statistics. Gahita Dharmasingh Inadari Diwa, Asian Literature, Religion, and Culture. Peter Wu, Mathematics, Statistics. Trevor Sleese, Evolutionary Biology. Elizabeth Simonin, Biomedical and Biological Sciences. Cybele Tabalus, Biomedical and Biological Sciences. Seema Singh, City and Regional Planning. Dylan Stevenson, City and Regional Planning. Anna Ruval, Law. Janie Lee, Law. Rachel Vogel, Linguistics. Forrest Davis, Linguistics. Mia Gong, Linguistics. Catherine Blake, Linguistics. Jonghil James Kim, Biomedical Engineering. Hanya Colzo, Biomedical Engineering. Stephen Ayala, Biomedical Engineering. Daniel Rivera, Biomedical Engineering. Hamid Turker, Psychology. Shi Shin, Psychology. Danielle Tarek, Biochemistry. Jared Enriquez, City and Regional Planning. Olivia Milroy Evans, English Language and Literature. Michael Reynolds, Physics. Mira Ramaswamy, Physics. Daniel Palmer, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Edward Zoka, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Ryan Page, Materials Science and Engineering. Samantha Wilden, entomology. Nari Yoon, Asian literature, religion, and culture. Michael Krim, human development and family studies. Mingni Zhang, human behavior and design. Qing Run Yang, electrical and computer engineering. Zutong Sun, electrical and computer engineering. Randall Paxton Thedford, chemical engineering. Yaxing Su, statistics. Tao Zhang, statistics. Lin Jun Zhao, statistics. Wage Yu, chemistry and chemical biology. Reka Tay, chemistry and chemical biology. Yang Young, chemistry and chemical biology. Tiang Hong Wang, applied physics. Fei Yu, chemical and chemical biology. Felicia Nu, genetics, genomics, and development. Melissa DeGroat, genetics, genomics, and development. Dashiell Massey, genetics, genomics, and development. Michael Patassi, microbiology. Albert Vill, genetics, genomics, and development. Yoni Kwok, genetics, genomics, and development. Peter Diebold, microbiology. Shane Wibrobowski, computational biology. Zaire Rice Schoen, food science and technology. Zixing Wang, food science and technology. An Chi Chin, food science and technology. Xiyu Tsai, food science and technology. Nathaniel Sibing Gu, food science and technology. Beltal Argansi, psychology. Scarlett Lee, biomedical and biological sciences. Rachel Allison, food science and technology. Autumn Rudlong, food science and technology. Hannah Zurier, food science and technology. Yoon-hee Kim, industrial and labor relations. Rachel Wilkins, ecology. Christine Harper, biomedical engineering. Jacob Ursling, biomedical engineering. Nazi Qasim, biomedical and environmental engineering. Samantha Wesner, history. Natalie Fowler Nesvedirani, anthropology. Lauren Van Haftenschick, History of Art, Archaeology, and Visual Studies. Lara Fresco Madra, History of Art, Archaeology, and Visual Studies. Sadia Shirazi, History of Art, Archaeology, and Visual Studies. Brianna Tate, Animal Science. Ananda Portella Fontura, Animal Science. Laura Francoeur, Animal Science. Yawinder Singh Rana, Food Science and Technology. Jaekoon Liu, Theoretical and Applied Mathematics. Jian Junggu, Mechanical Engineering. Catherine Holmes, Ecology. Garrison Komeniki, Biochemistry. Janani Hurahunan, Soil and Crop Science. Kavya Krishnan, Soil and Crop Sciences. Zultifer Batesh, Soil and Crop Sciences. Yang Li, Food Science and Technology. Zafia Batesh, Soil and Crop Sciences. Fujian Luen, Computer Science. Peter Koufalis, Physics. Pian Zhao, Food Science and Technology. Aditya Bhaskar, Theoretical and Applied Mechanics. Kunal Shastri, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Alapa Kirshasagar, Mechanical Engineering. Shriya Ranga Arjun, Regional Science. Vikram Shri, Mechanical Engineering. Rachel Lee, Materials Science and Engineering. Richi Lee, Biochemistry. Chunyan Wu, Biomedical Sciences. Xing Hu, Biomedical and Biological Sciences. Silveri Herbert, Economics. Jason Hamilton, Applied Physics. Yuan Ho, Neurobiology. Xiaopei Zhou, Genetics, Genomics, and Development. Sarah Garzan, History of Art, Archaeology, and Visual Studies. Adriana Hernandez, plant biology. Jesus Martinez Gomez, plant biology. Erdma Fernandez, biochemistry. Julio Cesar Sanchez, biomedical and biological sciences. Thitbadrita Bhattachara, biochemistry. Mariela Nunez Santos, biochemistry. Jing Chang, biophysics. Josue San Imaterio, applied physics. Amanda Recupero, romance studies. Sarah Naaman, natural resources. Ann Armstrong, natural resources. Nita Tamir, information science. Swathi Pandita, communication. Motasam Kaligi, communication. Victoria Ortega, biomedical and biological sciences. Jasmine Daniel Gardner, human behavior and design. Julie Cannon, communication. Amanda Purington Drake, communication. Wen Duan, communication. Jaijing Gu, information science. Di Chin, computer science. Burjo Kanuka, computer science. John Ryan, computer science. Piawad Louis Lapresert, music. That's Nancy. Nancy Ruiz, biomedical engineering. Cindy Cordoba Arroja, fiber science and apparel design. Juan Luis Gonzalez Iran, plant pathology and plant microbiology. Danilo Marita, plant breeding. Mary Kate Cope, developmental psychology. Gregory George, chemistry and chemical biology. Joseph Perry, chemistry and chemical biology. Kara Gannett, chemistry and chemical biology. Darren Self, government. Jessica Zarkin Notney, government. Naomi Eagle, government. Richard Barton, government. Caitlin Kane, performing and media arts. Tenakrit Sarirat, Asian literature, religion, and culture. Young Ha Sun, Ecology. Alex Esposito, Philosophy. Alexander Chatamalizo, Ecology. Juan Silva, Entomology. Cole Walsh, Physics. Rune Young Nicholas Lowe, Natural Resources. Joseph Middlestead, Physics. Saba Karamadini, Physics. David Hathcock, Physics. Ruffin Lee, Physics. Adarsh Ravi, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Lakan Afuya, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Waiyang Jiao, Food Science and Technology. George A. Spizak, Development Sociology. Taylor Osiger, Biomedical Engineering. Yu Rin, Mechanical Engineering. Xiang Kun Elvis Kao, Mechanical Engineering. Andrew Hubble, Biological and Environmental Engineering. Alexa Cohn, Microbiology. Samantha Lau, Food Science and Technology. Jingyan Din, Material Science and Engineering. Xiang Yu Wu, Chemistry. Barrett Guj, Applied Physics. George Ferguson, Physics. Rachel Odener, Anthropology. Lingjia Lu, Chemistry and Chemical Biology. Ama Bima Ajwatubadu, English Language and Literature. Seth Kuproski, English Language and Literature. Sophia Mandel Dina Zoo, Medieval Studies. Swang Har Park, Biophysics. Zifeng Lu, Africana Studies. Ruhang Hong, Management. Kanyuan Chiao, Management. Ling Fung Gung, Management. Vin Fa Pham, Comparative Literature. Hannah Cole, Comparative Literature. Jenny Lee Dupuy, Apparel Design. Caitlin Ponzer, History. Peter Chow, Physics. Sat Ghosh, Physics. Yubo Su, Astronomy and Space Science. Mariangela Mihai, Anthropology. Needram Kulkarni, Electrical and Computer Engineering. Nikita Singar, Chemical Engineering. Samantha Bosco, Horticultural Biology. Xiaoshu Li, Economics.
Everyone in this auditorium gets an A+, because normally I have to ask, please join me in congratulating our newest graduates, and you did it without even being asked. But I'm going to ask you to do it again. Congratulations. Best group ever. And now that we're still all standing, it's time to sing the alma mater. The formal part of our ceremony. I'd like to ask you to please remain standing while the platform party and our candidates recess. Everyone is welcome to join us at the reception, which is just around on the curtain. Thank you so much for attending this afternoon.
We want